So I grew up in Jackson, graduated from Ole Miss with a BA in home economics because all I wanted to do was get married and have children. On my second date with my husband, he asked me what I was majoring in. I told him home economics because all I wanted to do is get married and have children. And he said, "You don't tell people that." And I said, "Well, I do because that's what I want to do." And it kind of occurred to me later, that's why guys never asked me out a third time. And I never had a boyfriend before John. And so that was really an eye-opener for me. But the Lord had his way, and that was a neat thing. So marriage and family and children have been the most important thing to me all of my life. From the time I was 4, when I had to sign the card, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" it was a mother. I never wanted to be a nurse. I never wanted to have a career. In fact, I still don't think of myself as having a career. I've been at Highlands 21 years, and I love what I do so much that I don't think of it as a career. I just get to do what I want to do. I have 4 children, Trey, Natalie, Shelby, and Oliver, 2 son-in-laws, Matthew and Tyler, 1 daughter-in-law, Amelia, and 4 grandkids, Jenny Pearl, Charlotte Ann, Jack, and then my new Madeline Clark, who's 8 months old. So that's just a little bit about me. Tammy and I have had such a joy these past years getting to know one another. We were asked years ago to do this workshop at the One Conference, the regional conference that the PCA hosted in Jackson. We did this breakout session. Actually, it wasn't a breakout. It was a pre-conference session that we created this workshop. And since then, we've been able to do it. This is our 8th time to share this conference with people. And so it is, as we have done it, as we've read through Scripture, as we've talked through, it has kind of morphed into something bigger. And what's interesting is everybody says, "I can't wait to learn about the spiritual gifts." And we retitled it, you'll see, "Spiritual Gifts and Graces," because we don't so much want to hear about the graces. In these 4 passages, as we studied them, every time the gifts are mentioned, the graces are also mentioned. And that's what I'm excited about, is getting you excited about the bigger picture of not only your gifts, but then how you use those gifts to heal and to help with the body. It's a workshop. I'm glad you clarified that. And so I'm hoping for participation. When I ask for answers, just jump right on in. For those of you who are quieter, you might find a friend at your table. If you have something you really want to say and it's hard to jump in, get one of your other friends to help you speak up. And then we'll have discussions around the table at various times. You will have a leader that will help kind of guide you through the discussion questions as well. And so that's just kind of a little preamble to what we've got going on. So what do you do when you receive a gift? Do you shake it and try to figure out what it is? Do you lay it on the table and come back a month later? Do you immediately open it up to see what's inside? Or are you one of those who unwraps it, looks at it, wraps it back, and puts it away and act like you don't know what it is, and then you're surprised when they give it to you? You're really surprised. We love to get gifts. It's exciting. I'm the type that when I get, I don't like to spoil the surprise. So I want to wait and open the gift. And when I have it, what I have to tell you today is that each of you have gifts. And yes, I said plural, gifts. Because we think that we have one gift. But God has so arrayed us that we have multiple gifts that we are able to use. And our gifts are not for us. When you get a gift, it's usually something that you keep, unless you're an Indian giver and you decide you want to pass it on to somebody else. So your gifts are for you, but what God has given you, he's given you to give away. It's not for you to keep. It's for you to share. We felt like to start the conference, the workshop, that it's most helpful if you go ahead and do the questionnaire so you can have in your mind what your gifts are, what your gift mix is. We liked this particular questionnaire because they have you highlight 5 gifts as you go through it and answer the question. So it's the Spiritual Gifts Analysis Questionnaire. It's in your folder. And I'm going to walk you through what you're going to do. You're going to mark the number. It's very little. 1 is very little, 2 is little, 3 is some, 4 is much, 5 is very much. of each statement. So the number one on the questionnaire, the following is true of me. I am able to organize ideas, tasks, people, and time for Christian service. So is that very much you? Is that very little? Is that somewhere in between? The one thing that I'll encourage you to do, this is not a test. You don't have to get an A, okay? We are not looking for A's here. This is an analysis for you to help understand yourself more. So try to answer as honestly as you can. If you answer some on all of them, nothing's going to come to the surface. If you answer very much on one of our conferences, we had somebody say, "Well, I had eight gifts." Well, that's great. I think she knows herself really well, or she has a little work to do. But but this is for you. It's not a group effort to just kind of look through the questions and think, does that describe me? And as specific as you can be. It's going to help with your numbers, because at the end, you'll tally your information, and the numbers, the five that are the highest, are the ones that are going to be your spiritual gifts, at least the leanings that you have. Does that make sense? Okay, so we can answer questions. Anything else in that delivery that I've forgotten? Okay, so if you have questions, raise your hand. Tammy and I can come around and help you. You've got about 20 minutes to go through this. The tallying at the end, if you will look at the last page, it's not hard. It looks very complicated. So it says numerical score. Where there is a one, you put the number of what you chose on question one. So if it was five, five goes in number one. Then it goes down. You see one, two, three goes down, not across. And so then you're going to put in number two. If you selected three for that, three goes in that. Then when you tally them, you go straight across. So 1, 16, 31, and 46, you would put the total. Does that make sense? Okay, so if you get there and you get confused, just raise your hand. All right, y'all get started. I would also encourage you, try not to rig it, like to figure out the algorithms. So if you've already figured them out, try to be honest and try to just look at what's going on. And remember, this is not a group effort, so we need it to kind of be quiet so everybody can focus on what they need to do.
So a great question that I've been asked is, are you supposed to answer these questions based on your life right now or over your lifetime? And that's a great question. And really, it's just right now. Because Laurie will go over this too, but your gifts can change over time. Excuse me. And what you might have once been gifted in, you may not be anymore. And that it can change based on season and the church you're involved in. All those things factor in as well. So really, I would say right now, because that's what you're going to do with your gifts, is use them right now. And go with your gut. Don't overthink it. Just what your first thought is probably the right one. So go with that.